Blog Talk Radio.
I was born by the river in a little city, and like a river running, running. Ever since, it's been a long time coming, but I know change gon' come. Yes, it is.
Because this is exactly the problem
our people, not just here in the Americas, but all over the world. And to add to that, a couple of days back, I was watching a video called The Trail of Tears. It was a story about the Cherokee Nation being shipped into the Oklahoma Territory back in the 1800s. And the reason why I picked up this video from the library, I mean, when I seen it, it caught my attention. The title itself, Trail of Tears. I remember that from a couple of years back when I studied the Gullah Geechee people. And my studies of the Gullah Geechee people led me to learn about the Black Seminole Wars that I actually heard. I can't remember the lecturer's name at the moment, but I heard a lecturer talking about it a few years back. And, you know, I took Black history in high school, but it was never mentioned. Shocked me when I heard about the Black and Indian Wars, when the black slaves, specifically those, wasn't slaves, it was just black people that wanted to escape slavery. Let's stop calling our ancestors slaves, because they weren't slaves. That's not who they were. That's not what defined them. However, the Gullah Geechee men and women that wanted to escape slavery ran down into the Florida Territory, because at the time the Spanish still had a hold of the Florida Territory. And some parts of the Florida Territory, who we know today as Native Americans, still had their settlements there. And they welcomed these black people running from slavery into their territory. And it upset the plantation owners to no end. And so they went down into the Indian Territory trying to retrieve the slaves. Well, trying to retrieve those peoples they called slaves. Let's put it that way. And as a result, you know, those people that they called slaves did not want to go back to the plantations, and the Native Americans joined on with them, and they fought off the European settlers that wanted to come in and, as they said, wanted to retrieve their slaves. But we must understand that nobody is a slave to anybody on this planet. And see, even this day and age, most of us still refer to our ancestors as slaves, because that's what we was taught ever since we was very young. We have been, as Carter G. Woodson said, miseducated by the public school system. You know, Carter G. Woodson wrote a book about 100 years ago called The Miseducation of the Negro. Well, we don't use that term Negro anymore to describe so-called black people. But he was talking about us being miseducated by the system. The miseducation became even worse when we was integrated into this system via the civil rights movement. I can't speak firsthand knowledge of what they was thinking when they when my great grandparents' generation was exercising the civil rights movement. And you know, from what I've read and what I've saw about that time period, I know they wasn't expecting what we live in today. They wasn't expecting this for us. I can say that I would assume, because I don't know, I didn't live in that time. aunt, but from what I heard from my grandparents and people of that generation, there was not expectedness. And when I'm talking about this, they wasn't expecting the high level of crime of black males. They wasn't expecting the high practices of homosexuality in the black community, which will lead to an annihilation of the race as a whole if it continues. I say if because I'm going to put my 2 cents in this to reverse this trend. This has got to stop. This can't go on. We can no longer continue with the foolishness, not just in black America, black people all over the world. We cannot continue with this foolishness and expect to be around 100 years from now. I understand through studying the times that there are groups of people, not just here, not just there, they're throughout the world, that have a co-opted effort to wipe black people, so-called black people, off the face of the earth. I don't care what name you identify yourself as, whether it's Pan-Africanist, Hebrew Israelite, Moor, Christian, Muslim, Jew. Doesn't matter. You have dark skin and woolly hair. You are on the block for extermination. Not because I say so. Look around at what's going on. Get your head out of the entertainment. Get your head out of the foolishness. Start to see through the darkness of these times. And understand there is a co-opted effort all around the world to wipe us off the face of this planet. This is part of New World Order. A world where so-called black people do not exist. And if so-called black people do not exist, those that are orchestrating this plan feel that the Creator will no longer exist on this earth. So they have beguiled us. And it was funny, I had looked up the word beguile probably about 2 weeks ago, which started me on this course to doing this show. And one of the synonyms for beguile is entertainment. And then, you know, I believe it was last Sunday when the Super Bowl was on, I didn't watch the game because I've already made a pact with myself that I was going to come out of this world. And to a lot of people out there, that's very extreme. It's crazy. What you mean come out of this world? Turn off the TV. Turn off the radio. Why you want to do something like that would be the response. You know, you got to live. Yeah, I can live without that. You don't need it. We don't need it. But we have been beguiled and miseducated at the same time. Our consciousness has been flipped, miseducated, flipped, distorted. And too many of us believe in this Hellenistic world that we live in. Now, when I say the world, when I say this place is hell, I'm not talking about the world itself. I'm not talking about creation. Creation is perfectly fine. There's nothing wrong with it. The hell that is reigning on this earth right now comes from the 7 billion souls that have been distorted and and completely lost their minds. Lost their minds. They think good is evil and evil is good. They think black is white and white is black. Think white is loyal and black is slavery. Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I can go on and on. Our perceptions of this world has been distorted, severely distorted, that so many of us are confused, and the longer that we're here, or the older that we get, the more confused we become. That is what's going on in this world. I see that the Creator has said enough. It's time to wake the souls up. I'm going to do something I don't normally do. I'm going to play a clip here. This sister's message was powerful. I mean, when I heard it, it grabbed me. And I said I to do a show around this. So first let me play this clip. Because I don't even know the sister's name. I apologize. But I don't know her name. But I love her message. I love her energy. Let's begin.
Ultimately, Africa is the main theater of struggle. Because that is our homeland. All of us. And when we talk about us Africans, we're not talking about those of us that come from Nigeria, Gambia, Congo. We are talking about Africans in America, Africans in Europe, Africans in South America, people we call Brazilians, people we call African Americans, black Brits, you know, Africans all over the world. Because globalization, they globalize us before they even develop the concept of economic globalization. We. We are a global people, and we need to understand that clearly, that we are a global people, and so we must use all of our resources, whether they are human, financial, material, spiritual, mental, cultural, political, economic, all of our resources must be mobilized in the course of the African Revolution. So we need to be very clear about that, because one of our weaknesses as a people is this thing that people refer to as tribalism. I don't call it that, because this is what Europeans like. You know, when they meet, they say, oh, hello. And you say, where are you from? So, oh, I'm from Nigeria. Oh, which tribe are you from? I said, which tribe are you from? So they say, oh, I'm not from any tribe. We don't have tribes. I say, really? So you don't have a tribe, but I have one, because you gave me one. And if we look at our nationalities, our nations, whether they're just the Yoruba, they are much more in population and geography, you know, than a lot of European countries we have today. But you hear Africans raising up the tribe, and from this tribe, and from that tribe. What nonsense. Who cares where you're from? Nobody. When imperialism comes to attack, it's not because of where you come from. It's because of the resources in your land. The earlier you understand that, the better for you. So in Nigeria, for example, you know, there's an agitation now. We must split up. We must split up. If we split up, our bourgeoisie, our elites will also split with us and continue to oppress us in our smaller nations. The other weapon that imperialism uses, which is a challenge for a Pan-African Renaissance, there's religion. Some of us, you know, with all our radical rhetoric, it's shocking. We are still deeply Christian, deeply Muslim, deeply everything but African. You see, the clapping has gone down because there's a lot of intention in the room. And we can't understand as long as you continue to see and to understand God and the Creator through the lenses of another race. You will never know freedom in your life. Never. Religion is a cultural understanding of the spiritual. That's why Indians are Buddhist and these Jews are that and this and that. It's just an expression, an attempt to understand, you know, the supernatural. So when we as Africans continue the denigration, you hear Africans say, oh, that's fetish. Like some people, you know, when they see the cowries, oh, that's fetish. Do you know what it is? You know, this is where the problem is here, in the head. In the head. And if we don't fix that problem in the head and in the mind, we ain't going nowhere. You see, the Chinese are coming to Africa, right? Or they're already there. They're going to bring their own god, Confucius, whatever it is they practice. And you'll see Africans there, you know, worshipping. There must be a cultural revolution also. If there is no cultural revolution, our political revolution will not succeed. It will be hijacked and defeated. Because while we've done half of it, here, in the mind. Because there's here, and then there's here. That's why there's so many of us in church. If you go to Africa, my God, when some of the big churches have their congregation, 10,000 people at one service. Well, you know, I can't even talk about, because I'm just, when they have their revivals in Nigeria, do you know there's no space for them in the city? They have to give them space outside. 2 million people turn up. Sorry. Looking for redemption. Looking for the Messiah. But we have to understand that. Because the state has failed them. Society has failed them. Only Jesus has not failed them. And the reason why that hasn't happened is that they're most unlikely to meet him. The same thing. I don't mean to upset any of the Christians here. I come from a Christian home, a background, you know. A serious Catholic. My mom has got a big shrine in our house. Alright? So I know what I'm talking about. But in coming into revolutionary consciousness, you begin to ask yourself questions. You begin to free your mind. If we want to get free. Because there's some of us who don't want to get free. I must tell you that. There are lots of... No! They want to be a bit more comfortable. They want to have access to the same privileges that white people have. Not understanding that Europeans had to steal our resources and murder our people before accessing those privileges. So, for those Africans who want the same privileges, I always advise them to go and look for a brand new race of people that they can exploit. A brand new territory somewhere that they can exploit in order to have those resources. Because some of us want orange juice without oranges. We want freedom without struggle. That's what some of us want. That's why we wait for the Messiah. Because, you see, the Messiah is going to bring it, you see. We'll be folding our arms like this, and the Messiah will bring it right up to us. Say, here you go, good people. You deserve it. You're deceiving yourselves. And if we're not careful, in the next 30, 40, and 50 years, our children will come again, whether we assemble in London, in Lagos, in Accra, in wherever, and have the same discussion all over again.
Yes. I couldn't put it better myself. That's why I played that clip. We have been stripped of our ability to interpret the Creator and the Creator's creation around us. It's why we have so much trouble in this life. And I say that the main focus is because we're filled up with idolatry. Idolatry is what drives black people in this world every single day, every second of every single day. And I use the Super Bowl event as an example of how much the idolatry has got a hold of us. I know a sister online wrote that the performance was a mockery and an insult to black people. And I know somebody wrote after that, you know, made a comment that, that's why I don't like you black power people. Y'all always twisting stuff. And y'all not satisfied with anything. And immediately, and my analytical mind begins jumping back to, you know, first I thought about coonery. What is it? And I begin to see those old black and white flicks when you have grown men eyes bucking out their head and I'm gonna do it, boss. I'm gonna do it, boss. And you know, talking crazy and acting silly. And I fast forward that to today, and I see the same behavior with the comedians all over the place. And now I see comedians with game shows, extravagant contracts. They're paid very well. They dress nice and they're paid very well to buck dance. And then this is where the idolatry kicks in. Because they're famous, because they make a lot of money, a lot of us don't think that they should be commented on anything they do. Everything they do is okay because they make a lot of money, or because they are famous, or both. Because they make a lot of money and because they're famous, that means you can say nothing about them whatsoever. Hey, I've just been informed the live feed is about to end. If you'd like to hear the rest of my comments, please dial into 424-222-5376. Again, that's 424-222-5376. If you can't dial in, I will say, first, I'm in. Secondly, the world. Thirdly, man. For those listening on the phone and playback, I will continue. So many of us have been conditioned to hold entertainers above reproach. And when somebody speaks out against whatever that entertainer does, whether it's right or wrong, it doesn't matter. You talking about my entertainer. You know, how dare you talk about my entertainer? I'll kill you talking about my entertainer. That's their idol. That's what an idol is. Something that was made or generated in this world that people hold in high esteem and give it the most attention, as if it is the creator, because truth be told, we are so supposed to give the creator this attention. And I'm not talking about that creator you read about in your holy book and says, if you don't do this or do that, he'll burn you, he's jealous, blah, blah, blah. That's not talking about the creator. That's another idol, once again. Because some of us don't bother to walk through time. We don't understand how these things are formed and for what purpose, by who, the who, what, when, why, and how, short and plain. the who, what, when, why, and how of why everything exists in this world. Who did it? For what purpose? To what end? Because we've been miseducated, so our perceptions of this world has been distorted already because we've been miseducated. And we don't know the full story of how this world operates. For example, those who rule this nation today, the same tricks and traps they did over in Australia, in Southwest Africa with the Herero people, was the same things they did to the so-called Native Americans. Then they don't tell you when the European settlers arrived here in the Americas that the people we know today as black people actually had civilizations, thriving civilizations here, as well as the Native Americans. But they only tell you about the Native Americans. They leave out the part that so-called black people was already in this land. That's the big Masonic secret, as they say. And now the whole world is in on it. That's right, I said it. The whole world is in on it. The nations of this world have come together and decided that we are going to get rid of black people once and for all so we can have a new world order. Because they figure if they get rid of black people, that they take the creator off the planet. Silly fools. The creator is the all within all things. So erasing black people doesn't mean you get the creator off the planet. This is the creator's planet. You can't get the creator off its creation, fools. And just like a young lady was speaking about in her discourse, we all believe that, well, I shouldn't say we all believe, but a lot of us believe that the creator has an equal nemesis. They call it the devil or Satan or Iblis or whatever name you give it. And that it's equal to the creator. Fools. It's nothing equivalent. Creator. There's nothing that compares to the creator. Not a man, not a woman. Not a bull, not a cow, etc. The creator is within all those things, but it's those things are not the creator. So one man, one woman, one bull, one cow cannot be equivalent to the creator. One sun, one moon, one planet cannot be equivalent to the creator. The creator is within all those things, but they don't exist without the creator. See, we cannot see this anymore because we have taken on the religion of foreigners. And so we see the creator through the eyes of foreigners. Understand this place. We are the original part of creation that we know as man now was created for the souls to inhabit. Even in their holy books, they tell you that another seed was created along with the seed the creator brought into being. Another seed was created beside it. You know, if you read the Bible, it will tell you that the serpent beguiled Eve, beguiled being a word for entertainment. And as a result of that, what was the sentence handed down? I will put enmity or hatred between your seed and thy seed. Your seed, talking about the woman's seed or Eve's seed, and thy seed, meaning that there was another seed that existed alongside the original creation of man and woman. But you go into any of your churches today, they never tell you that. I don't care if it's Christian, Muslim, Jewish, Buddhist, etc. No one fails to mention that the nemesis of man has a seed dwelling right beside man. And so you got to ask yourself, what's really going on here? These churches have not been created by the original inhabitants of the earth. Yet, when the Europeans came out of Europe and they traveled all over the world, they kept finding the original inhabitants, and it pissed them off to no end. They couldn't believe it. How in the world do they have this beautiful place to themselves? This is where racism kicked in. This is where racism actually started. When certain people started traveling all over the world and they found other certain kind of people all over the world living peacefully, living lovely, living gratefully, bountiful. They had everything. They needed nothing. But you go into your public health system and they'll teach you that the Europeans gave civilization to the world. Lie. The world had civilization before the Europeans started traveling around it. The European brought hell to every corner of the globe. It's not my opinion. Go through the annals of history and you'll see it for yourself. Everywhere they went, they stole, they raped, they murdered, they destroyed. And then tell you that they gave you something you already had. You already had a great interpretation of the creator of the universe. Everything started going wrong when we accepted their version of it. When we put away our own wisdom and accept the lies and foolishness of foreigners. And that's when everything began to go wrong. Then we called on whatever they told us was the creator, and we believed it, and we called on it, and it never answered. And then we thought it was something wrong with us. Never thought that maybe you're not calling on the creator. That's why it's not answering. Creator's not something outside of any of you. It's inside of you. Creator is within inside of you. The powers of the universe is within inside of you. And anybody else that tells you different, they're lying. Not because I said so. Test the waters for yourself. You know, how could you tell yourself that I cannot do this. I cannot do that. How can I do this? How can I do that? See, this is the evil that is taught to all of us when we are babies. This is what takes our souls out of its nature. That's what evil truly is. You going out of your nature, that's evil. But they lie to you and tell you it's something else. Evil is something else. Evil is not obeying the laws of God. That's what they tell you. They're lying to you. Because they want to keep you confused. They want you to keep you, they need to keep you backwards in order for them to keep rulership over you. That's why they're able to hold rulership over you. Because you think backwards. You see the world backwards. And these are those times. These are definitely those times. Souls are going to wake up. Are they going to go into the abyss? Take your pick. Either or. You make up your mind what you where you want your soul to go. You can ascend back to your rightful place, or you can wallow here in hell. Trash. In other words, we got to come out of the adultery. That's the first step. For our souls to ascend back to their rightful place in the universe, we have to come out of the adultery. Stop worshiping the illusions set up around you by the establishment. And they're definitely illusions. Stop worshiping the idols that they create with their own hands and put in front of your face, and they put them on TV or you hear them on the radio or whatever. Stop telling yourself that you can't do anything about the condition your communities are in right now. That you have to depend on some outside source to show you the light. They're lying to you. You had it all along. That's why when I wake up every day, I say, first, I'm in. Secondly, the world. Thirdly, man. Again, first I'm in. Secondly, the world. Thirdly, man. One more time. Secondly, the world. Thirdly, man. Hotep.
Yes, yes, yeah. To the rhythm up. Feel God to the rhythm of the vibe. It's like this, yeah. Time to build, time to build. Now as I'm building on, time the scriptures spawn. Verbal self born since rock sparked the morn. No time for born in the roots to shock the dark sun. Horizon with the vocal vibe up. Through mic controlling, feel my vibes fall in. Magnetic vowels that boost my yes y'all in. Uber priest on my vibes don't speak. My dialect is broad and I'm always on peak. You know I flip my rims to the thinkers of the east. You know I flip my cup to the spirits and the breeze. Every night, every day, observance is late. These immaculate